Ain't no
enjoyed.
shot. I feel a good word. You know, shaving my
okay,
game.
Go
I ain't
ahead.
Bashful
You know
for
what?
the Lord.
Say.
Ain't never bashful for the Lord. Let me leave a good word for the day. Let me leave a good word for the day.
Please.
A good word for the day. It's been a lot of rain in this area. A lot of rain. If you're not going to step in it, get out. If you're not going to step in it, get out.
You know what? I don't want to talk to you no more. Don't you call me for another few months.
Boogaloo.
Huh?
Boogaloo.
Boogaloo.
My good friend, Boogaloo Shrimp.
Okay, y'all, we out. Bye. Listen tomorrow for your chance to win a ticket to see Lee Williams. And we're not going to have Reverend Jim Jersey at all. We need to talk to the Lord about him. Man, I got to go. We got, you know, the word coming for next, so.
Good word. Good word.
What's your last thought, Reb, please?
My last thought for today is.
Oh, help us.
Oh, Lord, I feel a spirit. Just going out to all of my peoples that can't get away from the table. You see, Tanya, you know the table is spreading. A lot of things on the table. Salads, beets, Swiss beets, steaks and rice. But I want to tell all my healthy friends that we don't want our fat people overriding the skinny jeans. God bless you.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
Telling you,
highly exalted, Lord of all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Listen, Satan has been very successful at giving people the wrong perception of church and blinding the children of God to the true value and power of being in a local church that is being built by Jesus Christ. Now, what is a church and how does God build it? That's what we're going to talk about here. The church is not a building or a denomination. The church is an assembly of called out ones that gather together who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior for the purpose of doing and establishing the will of God in the earth. So the church, in its basic form, is people. It is people who have surrendered their life to Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, say surrendered.
Surrender.
Yeah, surrendered. Surrendered. So everybody say surrender.
Surrender.
What does surrender mean? It means to give up, right?
Yeah.
It means to not offer resistance anymore. When I surrender, I give up. That means I'm not going to resist. That means I'm going to yield my way.
Yeah.
Right? So when you surrender to God, when you got saved, you gave your life up. You put your life in his hands, and you said, Lord, you are now the manager of my life. It's no longer about what I want. It's about your will. Now, the universal church is everybody in the whole world that's Christians. But you'll see that in God's plan, God established local churches for the purpose of assembling his people together to do his divine will. Now, I'm going to show this to you here in the scriptures because I want you to know the truth. And I want you to be able to speak to people accurately when they say, well, I don't need no church. I got Jesus. All I need is Jesus. All you need for salvation is Jesus. But if you're going to do the will of God, you're going to need some other people in your life. Because nobody does the will of God by themselves. Not even Jesus came here attempting that. Jesus found him 12 men that he got close quarters with for the purpose of training them for ministry. To help him do the will of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Every believer is a member of the universal church, and every believer should be a part of a local assembly of believers. The church belongs to God, not man. The church is not a man-made organization. I don't own this church. You understand? The church belongs to God. All I am is an under-shepherd. Amen. I've been set in this office of a pastor by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The church belongs to God, not man. Jesus is the head of the church. The church is the body of Christ and is subject to Christ. The Bible says as a wife should be submitted to her husband, as the church is submitted to Christ. So if you're a part of the church, then that means that you are submitted to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, yo, you submitted to Jesus. I know. You're supposed to be submitted to Jesus. When you gave your life to Christ, you were baptized into his body. Your life is not your own anymore because you now belong to Christ and should be living your life to his glory and for pleasing him. Now, in Acts 20, 28, let me give you some scriptures here. Listen to these scriptures. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. Now, Paul is talking to the elders, people that have been set in authority in the local church. He said, take heed to yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood. Whose church is it? God's church. And these elders were saying, now look, take heed to yourself. That means make sure you're living right yourself before you try to feed the church. Take heed to yourself and to over all the flock. So as a pastor, I have to take heed to me. That means I have to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, that I'm living right, that I'm practicing the word, that I'm being a good pattern for you to pattern your life after. And then I'm supposed to look after the church. Now, here, the Holy Ghost called the church the flock of God. Listen at this. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. So, who made the overseers? The Holy Ghost set overseers in the church. Right? And as an overseer, one of his assignments, not the only assignment, but one of them is to feed the church of God. To feed the church of God. All right, so overseers are given the responsibility of feeding the church. That means feeding the individual members of Christ's body. So if you cut this part off, then there's a supply that you're going to be lacking. Because there's a supply that comes from the leadership that God established that you can't get no other way. I've heard people say, well, it's just me and Jesus. If the Lord got something to tell me, he'll just tell me directly. God don't always talk to you directly. God expects you to be in relationship with people that he can talk to you through. If that's true, then that's don't nobody have a pastor. If I can get everything I need, just me and Jesus, then I don't need no pastor, I don't need nobody else, just me and Jesus. But God didn't ordain it that way. He didn't set the church up. He did not establish it that way. But man will try to establish church the way he wanted to be. The Bible says that there are those that go about to establish their own righteousness, their own way of being right with God. Well, I just think it ought to be like this. It don't matter what you think. It's what Jesus did. Well, I just don't think that's right, Pat. It don't matter what you think. It's what he did. It is how he established it. It don't matter whether you agree with it or not. It's the way it is. Now, you can go on in that deception. You can choose death. You can choose the curse. You can choose to stay deceived. Some people, you know, I start teaching on something they don't want to hear, they get up and walk out of here while I'm preaching. They have chosen to stay in their darkness. And the Lord will let them go. You remember that time Jesus made a hard saying? See, everything he say ain't real, just sweet and tickle your ear. You understand? Some stuff rub you the wrong way, and it's meant to rub you the wrong way, so you can come out of that deception that you in. Remember he made a hard saying, and then some other people say, we ain't following you no more. And they left him. Some of his disciples walked off from him. And I was reading that one day, and I said, Lord, how come you ain't run after him? You know, some pastors, somebody leave the church, say, oh, wait, baby, come here. Can we make it right with you? Come on, baby. Let's talk about it. And a good pastor ought to do that and make sure people lead the right way. But my job ain't supposed to be to run after you and run you down, because if I got to run after you to get you, I'm going to have to run after you to keep you. And God didn't tell me to run after nobody. He told me to feed you. That means that you're responsible for bringing yourself to this place. The people, the pastor ain't called me in 3 weeks. I ain't been there. I ain't supposed to call you. You're supposed to know you in church. Why are you gonna try to run me crazy running after you? You know you're supposed to be in church, and they're going to get mad at me because I don't call you because you ain't where you're supposed to be. I'm taking heed to me. I get myself here feeling good, feeling bad, feeling high, feeling low. Greg gonna walk through the door. I done ministered up here sick many times, not feeling well. You just don't know. You the one supposed to be growing up where you can help me, pastor. You the one supposed to be doing the work of the ministry. My job is to feed you, teach you, train you. You the one supposed to be doing that. Everybody want to run the pastor down and break the pastor down, running after a bunch of foolishness. People have stupid reasons for not coming, and they want me to run them down. Why you wasn't in church? You know you're supposed to be in church. If you have a problem, you're supposed to call somebody. Pastor ain't called me in 3 weeks. You ain't called a pastor either. How about calling and checking on me sometime? I got all y'all. Pastor ain't called me. You ain't called me. To feed the church of God. So there's a supply that comes from the leadership. God ordained it that way. The Holy Spirit set the set the pastor as an overseer, and he has a supply for the body. Now, the body had to make sure they get there. That's true. To get their supply. But if you think, he can't tell me nothing. All right, you just forfeited something that God had for you. And you might think you're doing all right. But I'm going to tell you, deception never has a good end to it. It could cost you your life. Now, that's the extreme. That's on the extreme end of it. It could cost you your life not getting an instruction that God intended for you to have. Because you can end up being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Matthew 6:18, and I say unto thee, this is Jesus, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus said, it's my church. Amen. And you see, I always know this here too. One thing the Lord taught me when I first started pastoring, he said, look, the sheep don't belong to you. You're an overseer of the sheep. Sheep belong to Jesus. I didn't die for you. Jesus did. You belong to him. I'm going to give an account of how I oversee you. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have any responsibility to care for you, check on you, and things like that. I should do that. But it shouldn't be to the extreme. You shouldn't be where I got to call you every 3 months because you ain't in church. I shouldn't have to bird dog you.